Welcome back. We're glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Pleased to be joined on the phone by Eric Benson, a branch manager for 855bugs.com. Eric, good morning to you. Do you are you okay? Do you approve of our choice of bump music there?
Absolutely. Good choice, John.
Nice. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hey, it's great to have you on. A few questions for you. Help us out. This time of year, it's turning cool to cold. We had a hard freeze earlier this week. Tell us about rodent activity in homes. What's that like this time of year?
Absolutely, John. They're going to start moving in this time of year. They want to hunker down because it's getting cold, just like we do. So you mainly want to listen for sounds in your walls and your attic. Also look for droppings, signs of gnawing, especially around doorways, urine smells in your house, grease marks, which is basically going to look like mud smudges around areas where they may turn corners. You also want to check the exterior of your house for signs of holes, dime size or larger. A mouse can get in a hole the size of a dime, or a rat in the hole the size of a quarter. Also, if you don't want to do that inspection, we'll do a free inspection for you with a professional trained eye and get you taken care of.
Wow, that's great. What do we do? I mean, what do you do to prevent that? Would it be best just to give you guys a call, have you come out, do that free inspection, and then go from there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, that's good. A lot of people I know are traveling for the holidays coming up. Here's a question, may turn some people's stomachs or, you know, give them the ick-yous, but bed bugs, is that something they should be concerned with?
Absolutely. We've seen an increase lately in bed bug activity, and anytime you increase your travel, you're going to increase the spread of them. So, you know, signs that you'll want to look for, just especially this time of year, you don't have fleas, mosquitoes, or chiggers biting you. So if you've got unexplained bites, that may be a sign of them. Also, blood spotting on your linens in your bed. But one thing a lot of people don't know is bed bugs aren't just in your bed. They're in your furniture, can be all over the house, in your couches, your chairs, anywhere that you rest because you're their food. One little tidbit I'd give you is if when you are traveling, if you're going to stay in a hotel, place your luggage inside the bathtub because bed bugs cannot climb smooth surfaces.
Huh.
So you're protected from them coming home in your luggage if you are traveling.
Well, that's very good advice. Unfortunate, you know, that we even have to think about that, but that is very good advice. Eric Benson is with us, branch manager for 855bugs.com. All right, we're in Texas. We know that we're going to have some cold weather, but all bugs don't die in the winter months anyway. What should we as homeowners be doing this time of year to protect our homes?
Yeah, I would say continue to have your normal maintenance service done this time of year. Again, the bugs, unless we really have a long period of hard freezes, the bugs aren't dying off due to the cold. They're just kind of hunkering down and trying to stay warm. So they're still there. They're still breeding. So you want to get that service done. It's also a great time of year to do a preventative fire ant treatment in your yard, because that treatment typically takes 4 to 6 weeks to become fully effective. So obviously, in a downtime for fire ants right now because of the weather, that gives that 4 to 6 weeks to kind of kick in. And by the time we're going to have the fire ants popping up in late winter, early spring, you're prepared for that. So, yeah, I'd say now's a great time to get us out for those inspections and get those things taken care of.
Yeah, that's great advice. It really is. I wouldn't have thought about fire ants this time of year, but get ahead of that. That's really smart. Eric, you mentioned free inspections. That's a great offer, great opportunity. How could folks get in touch with you and maybe schedule one of those?
Yes, sir. Give us a call, 254-235-2847, or you can go online on our website at www.855bugs.com and schedule your free inspection right there online.
Terrific. And you'll service anybody within the sound of our voices, right, in Central Texas?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Eric, thanks for your time. Thanks for your expertise. We appreciate it, and stay safe out there.
Thanks, John.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Eric Benson, 855bugs.com.